If you can do things on accident, you are probably younger than 40.
That's what they say.
Say by accident. It just feels like the right way to me.
On accident.
On accident.
By accident. It's not on an accident.
Ann Curzan is professor of English at the University of Michigan. All right, Ann, we're going to have an accidental conversation this morning. I've always said something happened by accident, not on accident. When did that change?
A lot of people have not noticed this particular change happening. But if you listen to young people, a certain number of young people are now saying on accident rather than by accident. There's been a study by a professor named Leslie Barrett at Indiana State University, and she discovered that many speakers under the age of 15 are now using on accident. To show you how subtle that shift is, she found that some of them weren't even aware they did it. They said people should or could use by accident, but it turns out that those speakers themselves used on accident.
So it just happened spontaneously?
Where does this come from? We're not sure. One possibility is that a factor is analogy, that because you have the phrase on purpose, you can get on accident.
So why is it on purpose then?
This is a really good question about prepositions in English. Prepositions are often pretty idiomatic, so that there's not a rhyme or reason to why we're using a particular preposition. So we have on purpose, but by accident. If you think about a phrase like in an attempt, why is it in? It seems like it could logically be by an attempt. So some of those prepositions are just idiomatic, and by accident versus on accident would be an example of that.
There's another one, and maybe analogy can explain this as well, and that's the word height versus height.
You will now hear height if you listen carefully. And in some ways, height makes sense. If you think about the progression there, you've got breadth, width, depth, length, height. So height is clearly the odd noun out here. And some speakers, through analogy, are using height. But height isn't actually completely new. If you go back to Old English, so the English spoken around 1000 AD, we've got examples of both height and height. By the 17th century, height replaces height, but now we seem to be seeing a resurgence of height.
Right? Wrong?
I think it's going to happen. And I was struck a few years ago, there was a question in the social etiquette column of the New York Times. Someone was saying, should I correct this person I know who says height? And you can decide whether or not you want to correct them. I do think that due to analogy, in the long run, height is something that will make sense to speakers, and we'll probably see that happen.
Oh, Anne, I'm just having a flashback to 7th grade English. Thanks a lot.
Well, I hope that your 7th grade English experience was a good one.
It was a good one. Thanks, Anne.
Pleasure.